Welcome to the Invasion of Privacy podcast live. Hello, at the lab in Ambler, Pennsylvania.
At the lab.
My name is Kate Wolf.
I'm C.G. Erickson. Nice to see you guys.
And today, we're sharing mics. And today, we have three amazing guests. We have Mark Riccadonna.
Woo!
John Koppel.
Hey, now. Save
the applause for the end.
Yeah, relax,
and
everybody.
And amazing Justin Newman.
Homecoming king.
Upper Dublin's 1999 homecoming king. That's
so they
right.
Say, so they say.
That ain't a joke. That ain't a joke.
Show
that
some is respect.
This is a comedy podcast, and that ain't a joke. All right?
Merry Christmas, almost everybody. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything. What else is around this time? Aren't there other holidays?
I feel like you missed a few, like, from some different...
4 hours, it's kids kind of offended.
All right, well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
We're going to get into some Christmas stuff, but first, John has an article slash topic he really felt that he had to discuss with you guys. Hello, welcome.
Hey now, what's happening?
Shalom.
Thank you for joining us in this magical time. All right, Koppel, are you ready?
All right, guys, listen, we're here to tell jokes, but like we need to be cognizant about what's going on in the world around us right now. So there's a piece of news that you guys might not have heard. But it's happened on our shores. And I think that we need to address it because it's important. So I'll just read the headline and we can just react from
before
there.
Before we get to the jokes.
Yeah. We need to tackle this. There's no easy way to say it. A Florida man claims that bags of cocaine meth were wrapped around his penis and they aren't his.
He was like, "That ain't mine. What the fuck is that?" He was like, "Oh, what the fuck is that? That ain't mine."
Yes, what? John.
That's my boy. Whoever that is, I want to hang out with that motherfucker. He is chill.
How big was the penis, though?
That's what I'm saying.
How much meth were are we talking about here?
Honestly,
like,
that guy.
Your neighborhood size penis. The real deal.
I mean, it's 2 pounds of meth. That's impressive. It's like a quarter ounce. It's like.
But this is for the argument for every dude that's like, see, you can't feel anything if you have a condom on.
Honestly, the first thing I thought when I saw this story, I was like, send his ass to jail directly. Because he's swinging a lot of cock if he's just like a drug dealer that wraps it all around his Johnson. Like, that's, it's too much. It's an embarrassment.
4.5
pounds
of meth.
Maybe
he's like, mine?
He's hoping some crackhead girl, some dizzy whore will go sniffing around. Oh no, go ahead, find it.
Where's the other 4.5 pounds? It's on somebody's ass, right? I mean,
that's a classic way to do it. Up the ass, up the vagina, you're a woman.
That's
like if you run out of room in the ass, like that's where you gotta go next. That's how awful.
I think because he claims that it wasn't his, which I mean, it could mean he's a drug mule. So technically, he's just it's
was
not
the armpit
his.
Busy. Like he couldn't tape it under his armpit.
If he's a drug mule, then they intentionally just found a guy with a ridiculous amount of cock, and they were like, I think we know we could use it.
Exactly.
He's like, that's not even my dick. It's not even my dick.
You think that's mine? That's just ridiculous. That's just stupid.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Answer me questions and shit.
I was fucking her, and next thing I know, I had 2.5 pounds of meth on my dick.
I don't know how this shit happens.
Weirdest I mean, STD ever.
20 years for this STD.
24 years for this shit. Shit.
Alright.
It's a good story.
It's my favorite headline of 2021.
It
I
is
don't know.
The holiday feel good story of the year.
Yeah.
So.
No blacks were arrested.
No. You think that no blacks were arrested
just
in this
saying,
story?
This meth?
It's math. That was the thing that threw me off.
It's not
about.
Our drug of choice.
It's just trailer
good.
Parks.
We're good. We like our teeth.
It's true.
We're good.
Yeah, meth's a strong one. I've never tried meth, but I know it's a doozy. So I've heard it's a doozy. I really haven't. Okay, so Christmas is right around the corner, and we want to discuss our favorite Christmas movies ever. I just rewatched with CG Home Alone. I think that will forever be one of my favorites, but there are some scenes that are, when you rewatch it, I mean, obviously it was always fake, but you're like, yeah, like child services would have been there so fast. It made like no sense.
They don't have child services in that neighborhood. No. That's a really great, rich neighborhood. Like, if there's a child left home alone in that home, like, he's cool. You know what I mean?
He wasn't cool. And the Wet Bandits, cool. I just want to say this.
He had an awesome life after he wished his parents away. That's all I
was. He almost got, like, murdered and raped by the Wet Bandits. Like, very,
you think the Wet Bandits are going to rape him?
I feel like they were so mad. At that point, I don't think they started as rapists, but I think...
Daniel Stern had a look. He had a look.
Burglars, not rapists.
The torch went through. They torched his head. They were stepping on all the ornaments, despite all of it. And, like, by then, I feel like they were like, well, we're going to fuck this little kid, you know? Until
the neighbor... We fucking...
That's honestly the only neighborhood that shit works in, though. Like, that shit does not work in, like, the lower class or lower class neighborhoods. It's like, yeah, we ain't route. It might be a pit bull in there. You know,
they got their heads blown off with a magnum. It wasn't a BB gun.
Yeah, it's some real shit going on. This kid is, he can fend for himself. Like, he's been fending for himself for a few.
I'm pretty sure after the first paint can to the face, like, game's over. Paint can hit you in the face, you're done. You're not continuing to rob the house.
I don't know if unlimited toys, too. Like, to pull that shit off. Like, how many toys
did you got to be rich as fuck to actually pull what he pulled off?
He had a whole house full of dancing mannequins in that shit. Like, y'all remember the movie? Like, when they drove by, like, he was pulling strings and shit.
Michael Jordan on the train.
Exactly, on the train. Like, how the fuck did this motherfucker set all that shit up? Like, by himself? That was impressive.
Boy genius. Now, there's supposed to be a sequel coming out soon called Stoned Alone.
Starring Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, I've watched the shit out of that.
Macaulay Culkin, with Ryan Reynolds producing, is supposed to do Stoned Alone soon. And I think it sounds amazing.
I'll watch the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I want to get high with Macaulay Culkin. And just see what
you can. He's very available.
We turned him down to be on this podcast tonight. We're like, we only have room for like 8 people on this.
Anyways, bro, you got fancy for a podcast, bro.
You can't hang out with Fuller, though. That dude got a new show on Showtime. He's kicking ass.
His brother was the best character. Buzz was the best. Wait, the uncle
was
too.
Badass, hey.
Yeah.
The uncle, when he was taking a shower and shit, uncle. And he was like, look what you did, you little jerk.
Did anyone see the new Home Alone, the Home Alone remake that just came out?
Yes, that's me.
How'd we like it?
It was terrible.
Okay.
Buzz is in it.
All right, thank you, because I watched it with my family. And my wife and 2 kids fell asleep within 5 minutes. Yeah. I watched the rest of the movie by myself. I was delighted the entire time. Yeah, and I looked up the like reviews afterwards, and everybody was like, this is an abomination. I was like, I might have brain damage, because I loved it. I thought
it
was hilarious.
And it didn't have anything to do with Christmas. It like had no Christmas feeling to it, which I also thought was bad.
It was like Home Alone in like the fall?
It was supposed to be Christmas, but there was I don't know.
It didn't give you the Christmas feeling.
It did not. Macaulay Culkin. You can't have Home Alone.
You can't redo certain
without
movies.
Macaulay.
There's a lot of white privilege in that movie, though. This little black kid's going to the store by himself. I'm like, where's your mom at? Like, yo, she in the car. Like, oh, well, I'm trying to buy a fucking toothbrush and shit, and this motherfucker's buying like it was crazy. When I think back on that movie, the cops chased this motherfucker for stealing a toothbrush, right?
Yeah, yeah.
By yourself.
That will happen in the white neighborhood.
Like, hey, you should steal this toothbrush, but if a black kid walks the store, like, yeah, my mom's in the car. No fucking way.
They're not taser. Giving up that choice.
You are taser. The ass is taser. Get taser, and that's it. Like, 7 years old, like, is this approved by the ABA? Like, what the fuck? It was like, when I think, y'all are bringing up memories to me that are, it's kind of fucking crazy. This shit was, you're right, this movie was ridiculous.
No, it was so weird ridiculous. Because Macaulay ends up calling 911. He ends up calling 911 anyway. Kevin, I'm saying Macaulay, but in the movie, he's Kevin. He calls 911 anyway, but he waits till, like, he's almost getting butt raped. And it's like,
listen, there
it's
is
like,
no
why wouldn't you already call 911 and then set up
the I'm over here, you cursors.
You're watching. We just watched it the other night.
The white bandits didn't start off as wanting to rape Kevin.
White guy with the gold tooth smiling at the kids, like, hey.
They were so infuriated by the end.
Where you guys go? You leaving tomorrow? Oh, right. Black guy with the crazy man.
You
have
fresh gold
to
at home?
Hey, Marv! So glad we got a paneled van. We totally raped this kid in it.
Hey, Marcus, we almost ran that kid over. You know what's going to happen, right?
You're probably going to fuck him, right, Harry?
We need to leave this neighborhood. This is not good.
I'm not saying the intent. Yeah,
they still went through with that shit.
I don't think they started that way. I think after Macaulay put him through all of it, the paint cans, the blowtorch, there was so much. The feathers, they put the honey and then the feathers all over that. I think they got to a point where, like, we're going to fuck up this kid's life. Because, like, blowtorch to the head, they're like, you're not a kid to us anymore.
Any one of those things would have killed you.
Yeah.
Any
one of those things
happened.
Yeah.
Listen,
that was a straight up murderer.
I stubbed my toe the other day. I was done. I was out for the rest of the afternoon.
Do you have any cats or dogs?
I have a dog. His birthday's tomorrow.
I know you want to kick your dog, right?
Get a fucking dog! There's nothing like getting a blister on the toe and then limping around in front of your kids who actually think you're tough. You're like, it's just bad. Yeah.
That's never happened yet.
Yeah, no, me neither, but like if you did.
That's so sad for you. No.
That hurts me to think about.
CG, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
It's Elf. If you don't cry at Elf, I feel like you don't have a soul.
Right.
So yeah, it's Elf. I cried the other day when we watched Elf at the crib. And you cried at Elf. And I think that it's fucked up that she didn't cry at Elf. So I want to know what you actually think.
Or it means she doesn't have dad issues.
That's awesome.
Sorry.
Wow, Papa.
I'm sorry I cut to the core of it.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Now hold up, this is deep for Koppel.
He grew up Jewish.
Because Koppel was Jewish.
Right.
Now
he jumped ship.
We'll get into it.
He was and now he is.
He jumped ship just for the movie.
He got drafted to the Jewish.
So we've known each other forever and there was like a racial draft of sorts. The Jews are very psyched about this switch. The Jews that I grew up with, like, we're picking up Jimmy and losing Koppel. Yeah,
I guarantee it was the Jewish fellow doing the trade.
Yeah, they're crafty. So my favorite, yeah, I do love Christmas movies. I feel like I was finally invited to the party that I was like kept outside of for my whole life. So there's a lot of, it's like a crowded field, but I think that my number one Christmas movie is probably Die Hard.
That's right. Not a Christmas, no, just kidding. It's a huge debate.
It's a Christmas movie.
Listen, their shirts that say Die Hard is my favorite Christmas movie.
The only reason he is in L.A. is to see his kids. For Christmas.
Thank you.
The whole movie falls apart if it's not Christmas and he's not going to.
Well, Eddie Winslow's dead. And a back and forth through the whole movie. They didn't even see each other. It was like they trusted each other. It was like a lot of love going on there. It's like, hey, dude, like, they didn't know each other's names at first. They were like, how you doing up in there? You know what I mean? Like, it was like a lot of like give and take, a lot of love in that movie, man.
You know, when he was on the set of Family Matters, and they were like, "Shit, the cop actor didn't show up." Carl, get over here! And he's like,
"Carl Winslow, Family Matters." Like, oh, I had no idea. The cop. It was crazy. It was the.
When he came out of Nakatomi Tower and they locked eyes with each other, I was like, that's love.
They didn't even talk. They were like, he was like, I knew it was a black guy. He was like, cue
the music.
I knew it was a guy.
It's a rare condition.
Long Island.
This day and age. To read.
Racism. We forget that.
I knew it was Peter. It was Pete Davidson's dad and Eddie Winslow. Like,
dude, that movie solved racism. You notice how there hasn't been any since then?
That's how me and you met. You met right after that movie, man.
Yeah. And I was like, if they could get along, maybe we're all right.
This guy probably could play basketball.
Yeah. And yeah. And you could. You had a jump shot. Oh, me.
No other skills, but you
got to
jump.
By the way, I don't understand you people, because that's a compliment where I'm from, because I can shoot the basketball.
I didn't say you people either. I would never say that.
You shouldn't have said that.
I so much better if it was like you people.
I would never say, I would say use people, because I'm from Philly.
Yeah. True.
So, Newman, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, it's hands down, National Lampoon's.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Clark Griswold losing his mind. That's like me. It's almost like a. I'm sorry. You know me. If you can't see me and you are just listening to this podcast, I am an African American male, and that is like a Black Christmas. It's like everything that can go wrong will go wrong. And get my boss over here, because we were supposed to get a bonus, and your crazy cousin actually does what you're saying. You're like, yo, cuz, it was not serious. You know, we was just outside behind the shed doing what we do. It was like, yo, we gotta take the trash out. You know, we out here, you know, getting down on treefus, and I was just talking shit. Like, I hate my boss, you know. Here, man, you know, I hate my boss, man. He's like, yeah, I hate my boss too. And like, he, like, that shit was. This is my favorite movie, hands down.
Chevy Chase, him bitching about his boss, that's a highlight of his career right there. That like 3 minutes where he goes off.
You lit liquor.
Four flushing.
Gotta rewatch.
Jimmy did the white guy voice. That was awesome.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Alright, this isn't really a Christmas movie, but it's the movie I watch every Christmas, and somebody took my pick. So, every Christmas I do go home, and because I miss Thanksgiving, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The whole family gathers around and we watch it. I know it's a Thanksgiving movie, but...
Hands between two pillows?
It's not him.
It's me?
Oops. Rest in peace, John Candy, and we're...
Okay. Yeah, rest in peace, John Candy.
Yeah, he was in Home Alone for a second.
That was my mom
right
there.
Gus Zelinski. Poker King in the Midwest.
Yeah. Poker King, right?
That was the rapey truck to get into. I can't believe she decided to go home. John Candy's rapey poker van. That shit was sketchy as fuck.
Yeah,
she
like,
had to get home. Her kid's home. Like,
Donald Trump and
Home Alone. My clarinet, no?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, Home Alone 2.
Yeah. Depending on who you ask, it's like the best or worst moment of Home Alone 2. Yeah.
He tries to rape Kevin.
Yeah. You guys need to rewatch it.
Where you going, kid?
Kate can tell you want to rape.
Hey, kid.
I'm telling you, it'll be the best sex you ever had. I'm the greatest. You're going to love it.
Okay.
A lot of people are Sam.
We're going to have to discuss Christmas lights for a quick sec. I know it sounds like a really broad topic, but I think they're just the most magical. Like, I am a full-on adult, but when I see either a neighborhood or just a house that just went all out, it does. It brings, like, some kind of joy in my life. And we're actually,
I strung him up in my room, and now she can't get enough of me.
That was a cage trap.
Put the lights up, and when she comes in,
are we still talking about Christmas rape, or are we like talking about
Christmas
jewelry?
Well,
yeah. It's the season.
Yeah, it's no, Christmas rape is the subtext.
We got to a new topic, not involving rape.
Sorry.
And
it's like, I got this, I'll put her in.
I'm just saying, I think Christmas lights are like super duper magical. And you should be able to put them up no matter what religion you are. Because I know now you are Jewish.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. And I think
you know,
that
they don't even say it to me.
Lights should be any age, any religion.
If you smoke pot and don't like Christmas lights, you're not human.
That's true.
Right? I mean, if you're high, Christmas lights are
the best. My yard is literally like 5 yards by 5 yards, and she's got 70 blow up. Literally called me over like, Joss, I need you to come down and put these up. I'm like, Mom, you don't have that much yard. She's like, just put them in the neighbor's yard. I'm like, Mom, no, you can't do that. And literally, like, I'm like out there, like I lied to you not. She's like, just talk to the neighbor. I'm like, no, I ain't gonna talk to the neighbor. She's like, just put them in his yard. Then I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna put them in his yard. And my neighbor, her neighbor has Christmas light. I don't even know if this guy is. I've never even seen this guy. First of all, I don't know if he's Jewish, black, white. He might be even Muslim. I don't know what he is, but his shades are always drawn. And my mom is crazy. She is insane. If you ever, I love you, Mom. My mom, she's the quintessential. She's like the Moesha's mom. I don't know if y'all saw Moesha back in the day. Yeah, Brandy.
What was
her mom? Like,
I don't know if that helps.
She's the quintessential, like, hood, not hood, but hood classy, bigger black woman. She's full figure, but she don't play no fucking games, and she's like,
Moesha's mom again.
Let me tell y'all one story about Christmas one time. One time, we didn't have a Christmas tree, right? And my mom, it was December 24th. And we were driving down Susquehanna Road where that farm stand is, right? You know where that farm stand is. You come up Susquehanna, you go past the Acme, going down towards, this is very upper double, and I'm sorry. If you're going down towards Sandy Run, and we're going past that, I'm like, all right. It was me and one of my best friends, and my mom was like, it's December 24th. I'm like, she ain't like, we ain't got no tree. I'm like, all right. She's like, and they left all the trees out there. And my mom was like, get out and get one of those trees. I was like, what? Like, literally, I was like, what? She was like, get out and get one of those fucking trees. This is how she was talking to me, too. I was like, 13. She was like, get out and get one of those fucking trees. I was like, huh? That's like stealing. And you told me I can't fucking steal. And she was like, nah, baby. This shit's trash. They left this shit here. Right? So get out and get one of those fucking trees. And I was like laughing. And she was like, she like looked back. She was like, I'm fucking serious. I looked at my best friend. I'm like, dog, she's fucking serious. We need to get one of these fucking trees. We got two fucking trees. Like, bro, we got one for his, our house and one for his house. And she was like, get one of these fucking trees. So it was the worst Christmas. It was the saddest. It was the Christmas I stopped believing in Santa Claus.
You see why Jews are excited to have him on the team.
I was holding my chest in the back like a gay man like who was shocked by something like. I can't believe it. She made us steal trees. Like Christmas is over. There's no such thing as Christmas.
I'll say that like my wife doesn't trust me to do anything around the house. She'll hire a contractor to do just about every single thing, but around Christmas time she commands me. She's like, get all the crates from the basement, get everything from the little Christmas section, and get your Jewish ass out there and do Christmas for us. And we have like a winter wonderland going on outside.
It's some pretty serious shit.
Yeah.
I can tell that didn't come from real Christians. When I saw it yourself.
Honestly, it's the nicest thing anybody has said to me.
I haven't been able to tell. So good job, brother.
Yeah.
That's some Catholic light hanging going on.
It's a big moment for me. Thanks, guys.
Rick Donna, do you have lights?
Oh, yeah. Angie decorates like crazy, so We have little kids too.
What's her name? What was her name?
Angie.
Oh yeah, Angie definitely got a lot of fun.
Yeah,
her
she's
name Angie. Is like,
yep. She got a lot of shit. You said your wife's name real sexy.
No, no,
not on it's purpose. Angie. I felt it in my vagina.
Angie got all
this. It was like Angie. It was like Angie.
I was like,
I thought you said Angie.
Where is she?
Oh, Angie. She is making you get up on a ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Angie will put you on a ladder. Have you seen Mark? He's sexy as shit. Of course he's going to sound sexy.
That fucking hair. I'm jealous.
No, that hair is the shit. Dude. You, I ain't even kidding.
Guys, can we hear for Mark? He's gorgeous.
Yeah. 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 Fuck yeah, dude.
We're about to go in lockdown again, so this is about to become a fucking afro.
I told everybody who was locking in here. I told them I should have said we locking in before the lockdown.
Real. Let's hope not.
That shit. I want to stay on that topic for a second because I aspire to have that hair.
All you have to do, CG, like is that? Give up. You can have this.
All right, we're getting into Santa. Santa's our next topic. So we have a couple different things to get into with Santa. First, I think it's funny that people actually debate Santa's race. Like, whoever's really stuck on, like, this is the race he needs to be. It's like...
I'm taking my coat off of this.
Okay. It's just like, let Santa be whatever race he feels in your heart. It can be different for each person, but like, I never understand the people... there are certain white people that are like, Santa's white! And it's like, take it to your local KKK meeting. Like, we don't need that in real life. Like, that... Santa can be, and Jesus, in my opinion, okay, multicolored. Like an alien, shimmering. You know what I mean? Everyone needs to chill with like the whole fighting on the race.
You want your Jesus like Pete Davidson. Nobody knows what the fuck it is, but he's hung.
You know that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, he can definitely wrap a lot of coke and meth around his dick. Yeah.
That's where that meth came from.
He's like, this shit ain't mine.
And then you look at Pete Davidson and go, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's
yours. Yeah. With that dumb look on his face, he has to be rocking some, yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel like Santa can be any color?
First of all, I used to go to the Cheltenham Mall to see Santa. Okay? It's down there on Stanton Avenue in Philadelphia because my mom did not want to take me to see. I mean, you go to the Willow Grove Mall, Santa is cherry and white, and he's got a real beard. You go to the Cheltenham Mall, down Cheltenham with Santa?
Tell me about that Santa.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Santa knows he don't want to be there. He's like, yo.
Was it a white Santa at the Cheltenham Mall?
No.
Was it black Santa there?
Hell, that's the only reason we went there. Like, yes! You want to see black Santa. And... Christmas was from December 23rd till December 31st. See, prices might not get there until like December 28th, 29th, depending on payday. What was Friday and Thursday? But I wasn't hip to that shit until I was like 11. And that's when I was like, Santa ain't real. Because Santa only come the day after payday, Mom. And I ain't fucking slow no more. But Black
you
Santa.
Were having sex starting at 11, so that
yeah,
makes
dude,
sense.
You're blowing
no,
wow.
No, I'm saying,
I still believe in
Santa. Santa kind of dies.
I still believe in Santa.
That don't mean you don't believe in Santa.
Me busting a nut didn't have nothing to do with me believing in elves and shit. Like I'm like, and when I bust that, I was like, it was like that first year. I was like, man. Busting a nut was magical too. It's like, holy shit. Like,
were you like, oh, take it. Here it comes. There's no Santa.
I was like, Christmas is a lie. I was like, yeah, Christmas is a lie. But when it all came back after I busted that nut because Santa at the black mall wasn't the fucking same. Santa. You knew Santa didn't want to be there. He had a fake beard on. He was like, this shit's itching me.
Dude, I'm
well, shit. You believed. So he couldn't have been too bad if you believed, right?
Oh, that was all my mom's. My mom's a good woman, which means she's a good liar.
What?
To her kids, she's like, Santa is real. You and your brother have the same. Never mind.
Call back to the green room.
Yeah. Though,
never mind.
I'll say, like, that's my version of my kids' white privilege, is that they believe in Santa, but they also believe that they don't have to be good. Because I'll be like, Santa's watching, and they'll be upset. Like, fuck Santa! I'm like, oh, yo. I have a feeling that black kids aren't saying that when they're upset.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I like, look, I had Santa for so much shit last year. I got none of those things I asked for. I got a lot of knockoff shit. Like, I asked for Levi's, you gave me Levo's. And I asked for Nikes, you gave me Nikes. It wasn't even like a hyphen on that shit. I said Swoosh, you gave me Swish. It's like some bullshit. Like, Santa came on the, he like, hey, Santa ain't coming today. He'll come in like 2 days. It's like, Santa should be here on the 25th. It's the 27th. What the fuck is up?
Santa be late sometimes.
Sometimes Santa be late. He got a circle.
Well, he said he was black. He's on Black Santa time.
Yeah, Black Santa's like, look, I gotta stop at, I got kids of my own. I gotta stop at the mall. Yeah. Be there on 27th.
I'm uncomfortable. I can't believe Mark said that. I'm sorry, everybody. No, we were just Christian trying to have a good time.
Hey, I alley-ooped him, and he don't.
First time.
I mean, how many of you believe in things like, not necessarily Santa, because I'm sure no one really believes in Santa, but things like...
Oh, Pista is not real.
What do
yes.
you
say? Yes. Pista is not real.
Well, do you believe in things like elves or...
Not anymore.
No?
What about ghosts? What about ghosts?
Ghosts?
UFOs?
No.
Well, yeah.
Do you feel UFOs?
Yeah. Aliens have to be real.
Okay.
Well, yes.
That's what we have here right now.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty obvious.
Without alien Santa. Maybe there could be an alien Santa. Yes.
Alien.
Isn't that what the song Come Sail Away is about?
I'm not
Santa
sure.
And aliens and shit. It's the weird.
Where the pyramids came from. The Alien Santa, like, Merry Christmas. Here's the pyramids.
I mean, maybe when people are arguing over what race Santa is, we can just all be like green. We can settle on green.
Where have you gone that people are arguing about what race Santa is?
I just know that there are some people who, like, have really gotten attached to that.
Race is God? What race is all God?
God slash goddess.
Middle East.
All races.
I don't know God is Middle East.
I don't even think there's one. I think it's God and his wife. I think God and his wife are up there together. And they're a mixed, they're interracial couple. They're trying to work shit out. They're just trying to work it out.
Do you think God takes a lot of shit, like especially around the holidays?
Oh, hell yeah. He's like, you don't never mention me. He's like, baby, you know what? Go ahead. And that's where Kwanzaa came from.
Yeah.
You're really good with history.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been in a Walmart and see the closet section? It's $6. I was at Walmart, I locked you up. I was like, there's the Christmas section. It was like two aisles. And there was like, here's the Hanukkah section. It was like a third of an aisle. And it was like, here's the Kwanzaa section. It was like $6. I was like, damn. I wasn't even mad. I don't even know what Kwanzaa is, though. I don't even know Kwanzaa.
When did Kwanzaa peak? Like 94?
Is it African Hanukkah?
It's an African like harvest festival.
See, you don't even know what it is.
I do. Yeah, it's like harvest. It's like harvest.
So it should be like
Jim, show some respect.
So it's like Black Thanksgiving.
It's sort of like an African Thanksgiving, yeah.
All right, but they got the menorah.
They have African Thanksgiving.
And there
it
is.
There's like candlelight and shit, right?
There is the candle. I mean, I don't know. There's a song.
There's a song. See, look. Yeah. I should hand you the mic and make you sing the song.
Yeah,
put your own
do it.
I can't think of it.
Male friend is like trying to get further away. He's like, I don't know what this.
But no, it's a harvest thing. It's more like a November.
I don't know.
It's more of a November like harvest. Something African,
okay.
Well, it sounds beautiful.
But Hanukkah is not always December.
It just depends on the calendar. The same with Kwanzaa.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Now, you, I mean, audience.
You better dip into the audience a little more because we got some knowledge in the audience.
I'm sorry, I can't even see y'all. It's so.
We can see you front row.
It's a little
no.
You guys look like you're in a TV.
It's fine.
I'm happy to have some of y'all here.
Interactive TV. You ate enough edibles and drank enough drinks, you're like an interactive TV.
Oh my god.
Dude, I feel like you're on my page. Thank you so much.
No.
For
it's just really cool. It's like, no, so keep talking to us.
Wow. I hope that the podcast listeners can hear this.
That's how you're supposed to show up to these things, exactly like you said.
Yeah.
Eat enough edibles now, and then we're very drunk.
Okay.
Hold up. Did you take this piece of paper from my pad?
I did.
I'm
actually.
The only person who still uses paper and pen, so I know where that's
my
from.
My bad.
Are you supposed to put the list on your
I fucked up the whole thing accidentally, actually, but I was going to let you find out later. Okay, so predictions for 2022 is our next topic. And for this one, if any of you have your own prediction that you would like to share, you might have to yell it when you share it.
Probably not, because you're 5 feet away.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn my mic this way so y'all can just
so
yell.
We can say our predictions, woo-hoo-hoo! But then if you guys have any predictions for this year that you want to share, you'll be able to. So I'm going to make the first prediction for 2022. So I predicted the alien thing with the Pentagon. I've been waiting for them. So I had some inside knowledge that they were going to do that. Because I speak to them. And,
Cheer, girl.
Thank you, baby. And no big deal. Like, big deal. Anyway, so I think for 2022 we're going to have some more paranormal stuff come out. Like, I'm not sure exactly whether it's going to be elves, leprechauns, an actual unicorn, or Pegasus sighting, but I'm going to roll the dice and say I think there's going to be some more supernatural stuff. I mean, obviously there are a ton of shows that dip into that, and there's so many similarities in certain ones, right? And like, anyway, I'm ready for some supernatural, more supernatural evidence stuff to come out.
Sweet.
That's what my prediction.
Anybody out there before we move on?
Please.
Definitely more crazy weather.
More crazy weather. Okay.
Oh shit.
100%.
Step knows
science.
El Nino. Who controls the weather?
The dark.
Hard question.
I got it.
Who does it? Danny White's
going to
die.
What is it? Danny White is
going to
die. That's the dark system.
100.
100.
I don't think Danny White's going
to die. Stop it. She does. It's all your fault.
Vanna White? Is that what you said?
Danny White.
Danny White. Danny White.
No, that's her sister.
It's a strong.
That is a strong statement.
That could be over under, though. That could be a good bet on, like,
does anyone still do death pools?
That could be a good bet on a bed.
We're not betting on people's deaths.
You know what I think? There's going to be more black Republicans in 2022. And this is some
oh my God,
shit.
No way.
There's going to be more
and
black
Jewish
Republicans
whatever.
In 2022. I'm telling y'all. Like, black people getting fed up with the... I'm not even that political. Like, I watch shit, right? I watch shit, but I don't believe none of shit I watch, right? Like, come on, man. Since Obama got out of office, I don't believe nothing. I didn't believe that muff. I didn't believe that nigga. I'm sorry. I can say this shit. I didn't believe that nigga. Alright? I didn't believe half the shit this nigga was saying. And, like, come on, man. Like, if he could have did more. Come on. He could have built more basketball courts and shit. Like, should have built more basketball courts. They took the basketball court in my neighborhood. Damn. That shit was fucked up. No. We ain't even got a basketball court no more. No. But...
You blame Obama for
I
that.
I blame Obama for that.
Thanks, Obama.
There's going to be more black Republicans. Thank you, Jay-Z and Kanye.
As it should be, in the sense of balance. I announced a couple podcasts ago that I'm no longer Democrat. I'm in the middle, independent, whatever, because I don't like the extremes. I don't like the
she's bi political.
Sure, me too. I just like
bipartisan, bipolar.
She goes both ways.
We call it a tranny.
We had this conversation.
Trannies
are trannies are car parts.
Trans. I'm sorry, baby.
I, just,
snorted. I'm sorry.
I know that we're on the cusp of an election year because I'm already getting more texts. Like, more of, like, the people in... Not from Obama. Obama and I have been solid the whole time.
They took your basketball court.
Like, just the instigating arguments. Like, people were like, hey, what do you think of this? Like, do we... What are we doing? Do you want to get into it? Like, I feel like that's the vibe right now in the country.
The basketball court in your neighborhood.
They're trying to make us play... They're trying to teach more black people to play golf. That's how they know. I know they're trying to make us become Republicans because... We don't fucking go.
Who's they?
Tiger Woods. Have you before? You're a great
ass. That's Chinese.
Jimmy,
that's
his one.
It is Chinese.
I think you'd actually kill it as golf, like the first day. But you'd be beating people who actually play like the first
day. If golf was a contact sport, if I could box the hole out, like, I'd be like at the hole when you're shooting it, like, like pushing your ball away.
Chris will take you to Scramble House and you can practice.
Scramble House.
Yo, Scramble House sounds like a real budget ass golf course. I'll be honest. Yo, I got. I go to Scramble House.
It's indoor. It's an indoor life.
Yeah, dude, it sounds like a breakfast joint. Dude, they make the illest omelets at Scramble House.
Yo,
who is meeting me at Scramble House tomorrow morning? We're gonna get some scrapple.
Scrapple golf.
Dude, I'm gonna be there in about 5 hours. Like in the middle of the night, you meet some real whores at Scramble House.
I'd like some home fries in the back nine.
Any other predictions from anyone before we move on?
2022.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jimmy's right. I'm gonna agree with him.
Some weird COVID shit.
Yeah.
That seems safe. We are going out on a limb.
Weird COVID shit. That's right. That section.
I'm going to go on a limb and say every male in America to be circumcised. I'm sorry. There's nothing uglier than an uncircumcised
man. Yeah, my girlfriend was all.
Are you checking a bunch out?
Like, so especially if, that I'm circumcised.
Like a big, like a nice size uncircumcised penis. It's like, why, man?
Yeah. It's a trick.
Thank you.
Pretty dick is all covered up. You cover that pretty dick up with that foreskin.
Can I suck
my size? What is it? There's got to be some attractive foreskin out there.
Hey, no such thing.
He's born when the doctor's like, I can't do this.
She's just showing his hand right now.
I need to do this, but I'm being forced. I have been with penises that have the foreskin. I have no issue, and I'm sorry, babies. I don't like to think about other dicks anymore. They were fine. Like, I don't think I would want to if I had another boy, I don't think I'd want to chop off the penis skin.
This is what you gotta do with uncircumcised dick.
They have to keep it very clean.
So you're saying German biker helmet, not scarf.
Guys, show some respect. If you like dick enough, then it's all great.
Exactly.
That's all kids saying.
If you like dick like me, it doesn't really matter. It feels the same.
Which one do you
inside.
Think can carry more meth?
You know what? The uncircumcised penis can carry more meth.
Yeah.
That's why.
By the way, what were the odds that the penis that was carrying the meth was actually circumcised, though? Come on, we all know.
It was definitely circumcised.
You think?
Because they had to wrap it.
What penis was
Hobbs, you're late.
We opened with a very serious topic of a
What's
man.
What's the point of circumcision?
They found meth and cocaine wrapped around his
By the way, what's the point of circumcision?
Like a week after you're born.
Like, the point is like,
so you
know, that looks
remember,
disgusting,
and you can pee straight.
And now it looks pretty good.
Does it make your dick look good? Is that like
I feel like it's cosmetic surgery.
It's like a good looking dick.
I think it makes dudes come before women.
Okay, let me ask y'all a serious question, guys.
It's a glamour.
How many times have you gone to the bathroom in the middle of the night, super drunk or after sex, and not touch your penis? Just like Superman pissed. Like, hands on your hips, just peeing. Right?
But you don't touch it, though. Right?
Right? Like, you're just like, or leaning on the wall. Okay, like, just, you don't want to touch it. Like, that's why they circumcise you. So it's more convenient for you to get the piss out.
Mine kind of just...
Wait, so do you have, like, less piss because you got, like, more dick before it's burned off?
No, you got that...
I'm sure, really like, cover. Bro.
Now you're pissing everywhere. It's hard enough to piss after you come without towards you.
I wanted an accessory to ride in the motorcycle next to
my
me.
My girlfriend wants to know if it's harder.
Is it harder or what?
I don't know if she does...
If it's harder or
harder or easier is the question.
I don't know. You should answer that question. You should be like, yeah, baby.
Much easier.
Much easier. Whatever you so are, it's like, easy, yeah.
Oh, is it easier peeing, you're saying?
Yes.
If you're homosexual.
No, what's the point of being circumcised for real? They burn the shit out of your dick. Is that some fucked up weird shit where you're like,
burn it?
Holy
That's not what happens.
Whatever, they cut your dick off or you can burn it. Either way, this is terrible. What's the point? They like carve your penis after you're born.
You're right.
We were told to wear a mask when we came here. Everything's fucked.
Wait a second.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Sure.
You're saying unmask. You're saying unmasking the dick would be circumcised.
I'm circumcised and I really don't want to wear a mask. So okay. what's the point?
This is the guy that brought the
bed. Yeah, he's the one that brought the bed.
I'm not gonna lie. The guy likes to head out.
Yeah, he does. Most, no, I get it. Ends. You don't like to be covered in any way.
No coverage on your head.
Listen,
when I heard
no mask, no hood.
It's kind of weird, though.
No, you're fired up. I get
you're
it.
You're a baby. You don't know
sir,
any better.
Sir, they do not let Jews use blood oranges. That's first of all.
It's weird. People have been calling me sir recently.
You are right,
it's
Kevin.
It's freaking me out. I know I'm good at some...
Kevin's right. Bro,
if I respect anyone in here, it's you.
I'm going to call you.
I'm a homie and I look good.
I'm going to call you Kevin.
But why are they burning her?
Because you're a man. You're not a woman. I call you Karen.
Dude, I feel like you're about to start a movement. Like, you're going to go out to
everyone. He's right, though. I really don't know why. I don't know why we're cutting off people's penis parts.
Yeah, it's okay? weird.
It's not important.
If someone was coming
towards
you.
How's it not important?
If someone was
your dick's burned before I can tell you if you're, what your dick's burned or not.
The problem is, I don't know if it's important because I never
heard.
I like how
my penis is. Stay that way. Stay that way.
My penis is from a far because we always liked it. I'm like,
why?
Yeah, you get on with me more.
That's Richie Burns. It's better to be Dick Burns.
Do you want to ask
me? No.
Take care of it.
The penises I was around that had the foreskin were clean.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to clean your dick, everyone.
You need two toothbrushes.
I don't get why it's between a penis with foreskin.
Everybody loves calamari, people.
I mean, it's what we're talking about is important, but we got to move on. Yeah. Everybody clean
everybody
your dicks.
Clean your dicks. Let's talk about just anal bleach.
Okay. Guys, this is serious.
Bleach that coffee ring right off of it.
A real quick, another little news headline is a man got in trouble for stealing a bridge in Ohio. What he did, he was taking it apart, like, panel by panel. I guess they were going to sell it. But then I read in the same article that people have gotten in trouble for stealing bridges before. Someone stole a slide from a playground. Like, that person gave up on Santa way too young because that is a very
it was your
part.
Mother.
It was my mom.
Get the slide. Get that shit.
In the tree. He's right.
I'll be honest, my kids would steal a slide. Like, even if I told them Santa was watching, they'd be like, it's fine.
Dude, like, steal that motherfucking slide, man.
Yeah.
Somebody listen.
This ain't a joke right now.
You better rebuild the slide, though. You gotta rebuild it somewhere
else. Somebody has been listening to that song One Piece at a Time by Johnny Cash too much. Like, you just steal a part every day.
Wait, how big was the bridge that was stolen?
It was a decent size. It wasn't like a huge, huge one.
Was it like a car bridge?
Like,
it still
takes like a lot of balls to steal a bridge, you know? Like, people were just like, we walked out to the bridge and there wasn't one there.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Balls and foreskin.
Balls
to steal that bridge.
Yeah. I'm not racist.
That's that motherfucker who stole that bridge.
I love everybody. I'm not racist. It was either some Mexicans or some white people.
It was a red
black people ain't stealing bridges. Yeah.
Don't say white people.
No, don't,
red
don't
people.
Worry. That doesn't sound racist at
work. It's like, yo, I got to work. These motherfuckers stole a bridge. And now, or it was a motherfucker who did want to. It was a. Okay, it might have been a black motherfucker who didn't want to go to work. It's like, I am not going to work. I'll steal the fucking bridge before I go to fucking work.
He's like, yo, Christmas Eve. Bridges out. He's like,
I told these motherfuckers, I am not going to work Christmas Eve. Hey, they stole the bridge.
I'll be honest, that does sound like a white guy thing to do. To steal a bridge. Like, it's actually our bridge. I'm going to take it back.
I pay my taxes. That bridge is rightfully mine.
My father paid for this bridge. His father paid for this bridge. And I paid for this fucking bridge. And we're taking it back to my house. And we're going to build a basketball court in the backyard.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a basketball court. A hockey rink.
Yeah.
Hockey rink. CG, your people.
Yeah. Yeah, it was CG's people. Let's be honest.
My people do a lot of that kind of thing.
Anybody else think
the Viking go by stolen bridge pieces?
Like they went back in time and stole a Viking and brought him back. It's like Bill and Ted shit right now. They're like, it's Leif Erikson.
I try to dress like a regular person. Like a regular person.
We took him to the San Dimas Mall.
Yeah, CJ and I are wearing the same thing.
I showed up at his crib about an hour ago, yeah, and he was wearing the same shirt, and I was like, that's my fucking bro right there. Bro sesh.
You guys have the same shirt.
Yeah, well,
John was like, should I change? And just like,
the
like,
girlfriend
no.
told me like a half hour ago, like, they're wearing the same shirt.
We're renaming the podcast White Collar After Hours.
I like that people need to like say to each other, like, am I fucked up or are they wearing the same shirt?
Does this panel look like does this panel look like a black guy getting signed to a soccer team or a so I believe in these guys. They found me out in North Carolina.
I think Justin Newman can take our club in the right direction. I do.
I saw he asked if he should change, and I said no, dude. Bro session tonight. That's how you
was
know.
It the right true, decision?
That's how you know. True bro decision. They didn't change, and they said we will wear the same.
You guys could be like the movie Twins.
Fuck this water. <day ever. laughs>
Man, ain't to beat up.
For the win.
Yeah,
and Kate wore her hairy sweater, and I didn't shave my back, so we're all twinsy.
Yeah.
Wait, and I wore my. Wait, I didn't even look. So I.
Oh, nice.
I can't. I really can't wear that.
Oh,
you look like the worst scuba diver ever.
First before I actually put this on, rob job, motherfuckers.
That's not gonna work in Ambler. I wouldn't take that out.
Maybe like it was the black guy.
He's like, I'm ballet. I'm not like said, I got you. We are.
Yeah.
You fuck this fucking time.
Yo, that's the best plan I ever heard.
I got my son here. Like here, son. Just take the keys.
We're gonna clean up. We're gonna clean up tonight when we get out of here.
I am starting to sweat, actually.
Yeah,
hey.
There they are. I told you to bring them out soon.
Merry Christmas.
Nobody misses them.
That's when you know it's the halfway point.
I took my fur jacket off. I'm going to be listening.
Invasion of privacy after hours.
CG has taught me how to get better bras and actually keep...
No, I took her to Victoria's Secret and we got some Jones. I was like, I will pay for that. And then it counts as my Christmas present, but it was for me. So it's like, it's a little fucked up.
It's like taking off a bra and taking off a mask after a long day. Which one's better?
It's like,
taking
off the mask or the
bra?
The bra.
That little Pillsbury Doughboy.
I scream.
They click the back and you just
it's
hear...
It's like that muck. It's like opening up the... It's opening up the croissants.
Yo, did you guys ever get good at, like, you know, in middle school when you had to take the bra off? and to get to second base because
I still have to do that.
I stayed trying to get to second base.
I'm waiting on Siege's story to be like, that's when I take out the dagger and I cut it off. That's Excalibur.
No, you guys are so racist against Vikings. Dude. I did not know this until tonight.
Shut up, paddler.
Now I see who my real friends are. But no, dude, you had to like have some skills and had to you had to do it with one hand. Cav always like
and hopefully
like,
without her feeling your hand because then she'll say no. Yeah.
And then you can't. But so like I didn't get to second base half the time I had the chance because I couldn't do the shit. I might as well not have hooks for hands. Like they just don't work right. So
are you good at it?
Yes.
Those were my favorite parts. So I don't really care about it. I was like. You can get those titties out another way. Just pull that fucking bra down from the straps.
Oh, shit.
You know?
I like you. You think outside the box, sir.
Why do I need to get outside the bra? Yeah, it's savage.
Why do I need another strap? I just need to get them around her belly button. Like, if I can pull that bra to her belly button, I'm good. I don't need
you was getting raucous in that neighborhood. That's what I'm talking about.
It's all about that ass.
I got the memo recently. I've been working very hard in getting an ass. Not easy.
It's getting there. It's getting
there. Thanks, baby. He's my ass
coach. My husband showed us the thrust machine. You just thrust. And it's no longer got the straps. Sorry, Jimmy. Jimmy's not used to that kind of behavior.
It's like a microphone just hanging in my face. Like, thrust. Jimmy, is this impressive? Very. Move it away from my fit. Okay. All right.
But they have the bands. They got the 100-pound bands, the 300-pound bands. The husbands went all out. They got the whole, you know, strongman series.
No.
We did try it, and that shit is dope.
For sure. They fuck hard. Yeah. Let's get everybody give up the husbands. They're right there. They fuck super hard.
I thought that was some rehab shit. Now I'm wondering some other shit.
So
Treaty just like, you know, we go to the gym and I carry boulders across.
I thought you was rehabbing that knee. Now I know what that's what was going on.
The knee bones connected to the hip bones. Yeah, it's connected to the
pelvis muscles real strong. Yeah. That's the pelvis machine.
Yeah. All right. Everyone's uncomfortable.
We reached our goal.
Siege with his rape and pillaging.
So for me, like most people, I'm assuming this, but I feel like most adults probably have sex either in the morning or at night, right?
Hell
but
yeah.
Like for me, my sexy
or both
is like,
or both
yeah.
or both.
Yeah.
My sexy like time is 2 p.m.
Yeah, midday. Midday.
Do anything else?
What? Holy shit! Yo! Let's hear from the women that are fucking in the middle of the afternoon!
Who the fuck is
I'm at work!
I'm
at work!
That's
2 p.m. sex!
That's a real one.
But see, kids.
You didn't have 2 p.m. sex.
I'm coming at 1:30. I'm coming at 1:30 every day now.
I mean,
hey, I got lunch for you.
Hey, brought you lunch.
It's
I was in the neighborhood.
No, I'm gonna come out to the car and have lunch.
It's the best. It's the best time for me because I'm tired a lot, and like 2 p.m. I'm like at peak energy. Like morning, I'm still like a gremlin.
That sounds super hot.
And then like I'm catching out of the egg in the morning. And then at night, I'm kind of, sometimes, like, I can, like, get it down, but, like, usually I'm, like,
I'm tired,
I want to go to sleep. So, like, 2 p.m., like, bring that.
Skyrockets in flight. Woo! Afternoon delight. Woo!
I'm starting to get tired. I actually have a job. Yeah. And, you know, but, no, we hit, and it's great.
Sounds very romantic.
I think we're waiting for details.
Well,
and
it brings us. I'm gonna tie the sex details. detail to the next topic.
So does CG wear a turtleneck, or does he wear a Nazi helmet?
Oh my.
You should not skip past this 2 p.m. shit so
fast. No, but listen, it's going to tie into this too.
Okay,
because so.
I'm about to get mad.
Okay, good. Okay, no, we will dwell on that. But the next topic, which I'll connect to it, that was like the worst
time.
You told me I could do that.
He's got some shit to do. Yeah, we can fill on this.
I know the next thing I was about to say.
He missing out on all the good. This motherfucker walked out the room at the wrong time.
That's all I'm saying. At 2 p.m. I want to ask.
He's like,
I'm not trying to control
him. He's like, I'm going to walk away. You guys talk about how hard I lay it down in the middle of the afternoon. Just talk about how I just plowed super hard in the middle of the day.
I'll be right back.
It'll be perfect.
So what was you saying?
It's just when I have energy. Like, if I don't have energy, I'll try to be writing him, and I'll lose energy halfway and be like, time out! I'm cramping.
You are 40 years old. Though.
I know, but, like, Jim. It's still not sexy.
I'm 40, so I guess
40 sexy, but it's not sexy to be, like, trying to, like, get momentum and then being like, it hurts.
No,
like,
right.
So still sounds okay.
At 2 p.m., I can, like, bring
just
the
move
heat.
The walker over. Just move the walker over.
Move that CPAP machine.
I'm
still laying it down. Okay, I know that's what a man usually says who has dick.
Take off.
But I'm laying this clit down. Okay, that's all I have to say, honey. You came at the best time.
Right, that motherfucker was not
playing. Okay. Second, talking about
laying that. I lay that clit down. Right on that. Okay, so
for 5 seconds.
And
then she
and we're not getting off the 2 p.m. topic, anyway. But
yeah, you are. Oh.
I love you, man. You're all right.
You gotta keep it real. It's just a,
do you? Okay, now.
She's like, if you're trying to do this, we can do this. But I'm just going, like, chill like this.
It's our fog man.
Yes, in the morning.
And it works for me. Like, I'm comfortable.
She's like that Brazil statue.
In
like,
the morning, I'll just turn over and he can go to town. But now, what I'm trying to... That wasn't even the point. Okay?
Sorry.
But the... So the next topic...
It's a sexy way to put it.
The next topic... Is
lucky man.
Since it's New Year's coming up, he is a lucky man. Even when I'm dead fishing it.
I bet.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I never.
That's a lot of hubris right there.
Like if somebody, their energy levels are low, their electrolytes are low. Maybe they got the diabetes.
The diabetes.
Have a bowl of
I like to
man.
Call the diabetes.
Imagine your man did fishing though. As long as the dick is hard, right? You can do whatever.
No, it's fine. It's just in the morning. Sometimes I'm half asleep, and I'm like, "Do you go to town?"
Do
you know
you.
What I mean?
Lucky man.
And I'm like, "Thanks, baby."
That sounds awesome.
It's just like I'm half alive, but it's like get it wet enough to not hurt, and let's do this. Now,
it became a lot less sexy with that last part.
Okay, so the next topic we're trying to
snatch it in there, soft serve style.
New Year's, okay? The best or worst thing you've done. Mine's linked to sex. One of the worst things I did was it's very hard for me to drive sometimes. It's like very exhausting. And I wanted CG to drive me to a show I had in Manhattan. And I just, like, needed him to come. Like, I had no energy. I don't know if, like, if you're ever in, like, a zero energy place and you're just like, please, like, help me fulfill my dreams. So I offered him in a place of desperation. This is my worst moment, probably. But it's linked to my best moment, too. Kind of. I offered him anal anytime, anywhere.
She said, all anal, all the time.
If he just drove me.
She said, will you please drive me 2 hours, all anal, all the time. And I just basically was like, woo! I wrapped a jacket, a blanket on her shoulder. I was like, listen, you don't need to do that, girl.
It was a very low, sad moment. And I'm lucky that he didn't take me up on it. Because about a week later, or two... It was in the morning, and I was feeling a little, like, freaky, and I was like, you know what, let's do some anal. Let's, like, do this, you know, like,
and I was like, all right, and listen, I'm not much of a freak. Like, I was raised Christian and stuff like that, like, missionary, but, you know, she's always talking about, like, yo, maybe one of these days we'll do some anal. And I'm like, well, I don't know.
So, well, you do a better impression of hell. I ended up going. But, like...
She's like, guess what? This shit's about to go down. She's like, get the new. It's about to be on. And I was like, listen, I'll do it if you want to do it. And then we start, and she's like, no! You are not, it made me feel like a rapist, though. I was like, you've been offering this shit for 3 years, and I wasn't even trying to fuck with it. And then the second we do it, she's like, no! So, anyway, our anal experience didn't go that great.
I failed at anal.
Enough said.
That's like three numbers on a Powerball. It's like 17, yes. 14, yes. 27, yes. No.
Yeah, I remembered how awful it actually is. So I'm very lucky he didn't take me up on.
Yo, she's been offering it for years.
Wait, what time of day? Was that at 2 o'clock?
It was a morning anal experience.
See, that wasn't at 2 o'clock. You should have waited until 2 o'clock.
Morning anal experience.
That's why he's here. Wow. He knows that type of shit.
You should have waited until 2 o'clock.
John, tell us about your anal experience.
I mean, it's usually in the morning. No, honestly, you guys are fucking sick. Listen, I've tried anal myself.
What?
Whoa! I've tried anal on someone else. It's fine any way you do anal. Listen, I'm not going to yuck your yum. Yeah, no. Everybody's got their things, and that's fucking great.
Wow,
you know
that was
for
beautiful.
Sure, like, dude. Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
That's like a good card.
Thank you.
It's definitely not a Kwanzaa.
All I'm saying is that, like, when I tried anal, I was a guest in somebody else's place, like on their couch. And I was like, this is probably a good place to do this.
I throw that whole couch away now. That whole couch is
But he never told him.
I did. Like a week later, I was like, some shit went down on your couch.
Yeah, some shit went down on your couch.
Yeah.
Literally.
For sure.
He's like, listen, bro.
Shit went in.
I know you and your kids watched Home Alone last week on the couch.
Can I be honest? And I don't want to judge people, whatever your proclivity is, but just for me, it felt...
What was that?
Tony down a notch on
it? Big words.
Could you spell that for him?
Can we relax for a second? It's a comedy show.
Proclivity?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to appeal to a higher level.
I like it.
That's what we're talking about.
They're
ass
not
fucking,
here.
Go ahead. The proclivity of ass fucking.
Listen, so I was trying to butt fuck my girlfriend on my friend's couch, and I'm trying to. Whatever your proclivity is.
Every proclivity just.
I thought proclivity was part of vagina. I was missing that. Yeah. When you hit her from the back and the ass.
No, I flipped her proclivity a couple of times. She was ready.
Tip the proclivity while you're in her ass and you're good.
You can't forget the proclivity.
Yeah, that's all I had to say about it.
Couple smashing some ass.
I was fucking at 11, but y'all was doing some ass stuff at like 14. Y'all was like, dude, definitely
right when he
smashing.
Started, he just went with yeah, the dude. It's shit.
At a certain point, and it's more about the girl because usually she, for someone like me, she would have to bring it up. I would be like, "What about maybe some ass play?" Like I never like.
Is that a word? When we're younger.
I see you're provocative, but what about the proclivity? You ever heard that?
We never seen the proclivity.
What?
That's what got her.
Okay. Rickadonna. What is the best?
Yeah, what's your what is your sexual proclivity?
No, that's not what I was gonna ask.
There's no way I'm topping what just went down.
What, no, Rickadonna.
Angie's gonna kill this motherfucker.
I threw up behind the barn and
I'm so glad my wife would never listen to this.
Actually above listening to this podcast, and you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever you guys want to say about like how sexy
I am. You can
say
the best or worst thing. So, CG, what is the best or worst thing that you've experienced in 2021?
Dude, I've experienced.
Yeah.
Or done.
Or you done. Or you done. Experience done.
Best thing? I don't do many good things to myself. So let's try to think of the worst thing. This is like public. Bro, I can't do this part. Dude, no. This is why we brought like upstanding people with us so they could tell us theirs.
Well, the best thing is you finally got to have sex with me after like 27 years.
Oh shit! Ooh. She took my best thing herself. She's like, this was the best.
It's like, I'll tell you what, you got to fuck me.
Well, we were fooling around at 13, right?
And we started ass sex, and I stopped you. That was the best.
It took 3 years convincing me to even try it, and then we started. She was like, "No, no."
That was the best and worst thing. It was like, it's going down.
It's about to go down.
We had regular sex anyway.
There you go.
After I made him wash his penis, because this is a public service announcement.
He was like,
never put it in an ass and then in a vagina.
Yeah. Don't go A to V, people.
Dude, we have some artists members who are like,
happy Hanukkah. Take it to heart.
I see some audience
vaginas
members.
Vaginas are sensitive.
Yes, yeah. Vaginas are very sensitive.
Did anybody do anything of note this year that the crowd would really appreciate? Anyone want to put it out there?
Something that happened to you that's very special.
I had a feeling you guys were all pieces of shit. Yeah. So nothing, huh?
We lived through a tornado.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
It was like miles from my house. We had no idea.
We're so not
I was like, I'm my Jeep going through puddles, like, just like, living it up super high.
Yes!
You know, like, who cares?
He turned it into an episode of Point Break. Bodie! Let's get out there! You got to
Johnny Utah! Utah!
That's awesome.
Is that
his son? Yeah, he's back this
He's on. The fucking man.
See
yeah.
Him. He's not as dark as me.
Who's this?
So
his son.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Oh, he's back there. Okay.
So
pretty motherfucker back there.
Gene's kid is back there. That's who we're looking for.
He's 17.
It's my son. It's all good.
He's not like a child.
He's 7.
I would never talk about my anal endeavors with a child.
Don't worry. Daddy gave him the game. He knows.
He knows about the rapey subplots in Home Alone. So
lick
not
it,
a big deal.
Lick it. Spit on it.
And that's like, wow. I found a rap song that was a lot like that. Yeah.
Don't be scared to go. Don't be scared to go. Poof.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't be scared to poof on the poof before you get poof. And get proclivity.
This is just fatherly advice, is all it is.
We're getting the birds and bees talk right now.
That's how it goes down.
Just go in there.
Spit on it. Stick it in.
Spit on it and be proclivative with it. And don't have go in there humping.
Sit on it.
Can you come to my house and give it to my
yeah.
In like 5 years.
To my friends.
That's actually our other business.
What?
We give the sex talk to people's kids.
Is that what you're saying on Christmas?
That's your side hustle? Oh my god, again with the please, sir. Please, we get it. Get out of my face.
What's the best thing you did this year?
He's actually
a good person. He's gonna have something good for this. It's nice to be like near good.
No, you know what? The best thing I did was I don't even know if I say this shit because my hood motherfuckers. But fuck it. I actually took a test to become a police officer.
Yes!
And I'm the last motherfucker you would ever think of.
I pray
ever
want
to become a cop, right? I did all the shits.
You go undercover.
That's true.
All the shits.
You're like, hey, white guy, is that cocaine? And I'm like, oh, maybe.
You're like, listen. I'd be like, listen, sir.
This shit's bad for your health.
What do you have in the car, sir? You have 2 grams of cocaine. What else? Oh, you have $2,000. So that $2,000 can make that 2 grams of cocaine just disappear.
You're gonna be a good cop. Sorry. Yeah.
And but I gotta punch you in your face though.
Yeah.
You gotta act like you're trying to get away.
And I would take it. I would stand there and be like,
it's raining, so we can get rid of this shit. You know? Yeah. You gotta make it look good. I thought it was cocaine, but I couldn't test it.
By the way, clearly our whole crowd loves cocaine because they got very upset. Like, you're just going to take his cocaine?
We were like, you can't just get rid of 2 grams of cocaine. We were like,
that's like $100.
Yeah. Sorry, we touched the nerve.
Don't worry, I ain't a snitch.
Come on, bro.
I am not a snitch. Trust me.
More than
100. I really...
Nowadays, he's like, trust me. I got a guy.
He's a young guy. He knows the real price.
Honestly, we should hang out more often. Like, you know a lot about important things.
I'll introduce you to my friends, room. John.
This all seems very pertinent.
Come to the pre- come to the pre-green room and we'll talk numbers.
Yeah, we'll hang out after.
That just sounds like the shadiest.
No, but it's cool. Guys, it's all on the cover.
Bring a pair of pants. Did you bring a pair of pants?
No, but honestly, I wanted to be like, I was like watching the shit on the news, and I'm like getting mad and shit, and I'm like, fuck, man, like this is some bullshit, and they fucking, you know, this is some bullshit. I'm like, I need to do something about this shit. And I'm gonna take this test to try to become a cop, and of course they were like, "Yeah, you're black ass." Like they were like, "You're just too dark."
No,
they literally said it to me.
No, they didn't.
They
say
literally
that.
Said, "Sir, you're 5'10" and you're too dark."
Wow. Don't you guys hate white people?
I'm joking. I'm joking.
So racist.
I'm joking.
That's not funny.
They
sell. I was like, I'm writing a letter.
Dude, Kate and her white women were about to march about this.
Yo, you will be perfect for the Jewish undercover program. Kate, like, she got your back.
I've had his back anyway since first grade, or maybe even kindergarten.
Yeah, we know each other
before
like
he was offering up the ice.
Before I was offering up the ice.
Way before.
Thank God. This might be a whole different conversation.
It wasn't. You just made me think of like anal, like as a child. Like you can't, you know what I mean? Like when your brain, like, what? Forget it. I'm gonna
No, everybody's buying.
Speaking of Home Alone,
I'm so confused.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm upset.
All right. Does anybody have any predictions for 2002, or want to share the best or worst?
2002.
Or 2002.
Yeah. 2002. I was crushed. Great predictions.
Jay-Z's gonna have a huge year.
Tiger Woods ain't gonna be shit in like 2 years. Tell you, this motherfucker falling off.
Predictions
for 2002.
We're gonna have a black president in 6 years.
Yeah. No, Beyonce's right, gonna win. Right. She's gonna win. The rest of Destiny's Child is fucked.
2022.
Oh man, that brought in a lot of funny stuff.
Amazing. You already had a black president.
No, in 2002 we
did.
No, she said 2002.
Accidentally.
So I said
2002 by accident. Yeah. Then we started.
Let's just explain it for a while.
So for 2022. Any predictions?
But we were saying 2022.
Yes. Okay. So
slaves.
What?
In 2022.
You think there are going to be slaves in 2022? All of us are slaves.
I feel like I'm a slave. I drive for Amazon.
Where did you park at? Where did you park at? So I know where to come to punch you in your face at. Don't know black men about slaves?
I'll dip it.
Black Jewish kids? What the fuck is wrong with
you? Jews were slaves for longer than black
people. I know, and I'm Jewish and black. You talking
about
slaves?
The white slaves.
I'm offended as a Jew and as a guy that has black friends.
I'm just offended that some
Jewish slaves were longer than black slaves.
You're going to be kicking cotton for the next.
We went by a cotton field. Last
it's okay. We're in a comedy show, bro.
So dude, I was worried things were going to go off the rails. So I'm just glad that it's gone smoothly.
Spiritually, you're saying the collective's imprisoned, and I agree.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. I was fucking with you.
Exactly. With you. Is there food anywhere close to here?
I'm really hungry. In the
I have a prediction for 2022. There's going to be more.
Is that funny to you? Because it's funny.
There's going to be more. More millionaires in America
from
and,
sales. That's all
and
sales,
because of Bitcoin and
so
and,
we
the, and,
so solar.
And the other and the other and there's gonna be more anal sex. More anal sex.
People will be butt fuckers
because of Bitcoin and Dogecoin and all that shit. But a lot more anal sex because of Bitcoin and Dogecoin. And now you can buy all the butt sex you want.
Crypto.com. Crypto.com is in the future.
I like that. Interesting.
Wow. More built, you know, Bitcoin, more butt sex.
It's a future we can all embrace.
Yeah.
Okay.
This probably isn't real, but I'll say social media is going to collapse because everybody's going to be sick of it.
Oh, I hope so. That would be awesome.
Oh, I wish it would happen.
I'm getting sick of it, man.
I hate it so bad. What'd
you say?
Augmented reality.
What is it? What is augmented reality?
It means the Matrix.
The metaverse.
Yeah, the metaverse is taking over.
Real things.
Oh, shit. I was going to tease him.
And that's how we're going to be.
You ever get the feeling that somebody has smoked a lot more weed tonight than you have? It's just going to be an
edibles.
Augmented reality.
Thank you, Minnesota.
Hey, I forget it.
Got nothing else to do.
Big shit. It's going to be dark for a little while, but then it's going to be like a blossoming of new things.
I believe
a new earth of
sorts. Is that going to be like more... More mid-afternoon sex? Because that sounds pretty...
That's exactly what I'm fucking tired.
More dreadlocks.
That's fucking that.
More,
that's exactly what I need.
More white people with dreadlocks. Nose rings and dreadlocks for all of y'all motherfuckers. The bull rings and dreadlocks for all white people.
I've been working from home, and my wife, we've been working from home for like 2 years straight, and I just said the other day, like, isn't it weird that we haven't, like, fucked in the afternoon this entire time? And her response was so depressing. She was like, nah, not really. I was like, your thing is a little bit weird? She's like, nah. No, we got work to do.
Get her at school.
Get the lights.
Oh, my God.
No, the lights are on.
She was like, we're not a professional comedian like Kate Woods. I don't fuck in the daytime.
Rick Adana, when are you doing? When are you pumping?
Dude, look at him. He pumped all day.
2002?
That fucking hair, man.
Italians fuck around the clock. An Italian like that, he fucks around the clock. He can't,
we put a clock on the floor and we fuck around it.
I do feel like Italians fuck.
Look at Donna, you are a beautiful gentleman, though.
I gotta come out for
a smoke show.
from the gate. Like, I seen him and I was like, oh my god, there's an aura around you.
No, I had weird feelings.
Gay, but
did your vagina
as close to being gay as I am?
I never knew so many people like Ron Jeremy.
I mean, you look like you got your Indian motorcycle shit on. I would let you have the hole to fix my motorcycle.
Yeah,
right.
You had a hole.
Yeah.
Take it.
But the hair is like luscious.
It's because of the hair.
I need you guys to come back to my house and talk to my wife for a little bit.
And everybody's like, can you guys stop, maybe?
All right, well, this was like a really weird ending, kind of like all the dudes sounding like they want to get in that ass right now. I didn't expect
that. Not
that
much.
Good.
Offer
the hole.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Offer the hole.
Dude,
that
makes you pretty gay, but
like,
you just...
offer the hole?
We're just excited for Christmas, that's all.
Christmas!
Dude, I'm so hyped for Christmas. Am I the only one?
We're getting down. As long as you ain't got to do this. Head out.
So,
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
We're so fucking hungry.
Okay.
The high guy's so hungry.
An hour and a half.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for coming out. This is Invasion of Privacy. Thank you.
Peace. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.